This half hour being brought to you by NIL Game Changer, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Start your journey today. Go with the pros. NILGameChangers.org. Great to have you with us on the show today. Gary Matthews, former Willie Mays teammate, to join us. And the raw emotion of Reggie Jackson. I think that what's been great about it is, in talking with Bob Nightingale, is the positive reaction that Reggie Jackson has to that game. Did not watch the game, but I was listening to the game. I had a speaking engagement in Johnstown. And from a different point of view, I did get a kick out of it in listening. I was listening to the Cardinals broadcast. And it's not because of the game or the setting or anything like that. Or, you know, because of the setting. But the Cardinals are talking about the great job Andre Pallante is doing on the mound. They're into the sixth inning, you know, whether he can do all six or not. Okay, you know, mention that. Then they mention, well, you know, they may take him out. So Pedro Pajes is going down to the bullpen now. He's going to help, you know, catch one of the relief pitchers. And they even said we're kind of glad he ran down. We weren't sure which one the Cardinal bullpen was. I thought that was pretty good. And then they were talking about, and we'll see what Ollie Marmol wants to do with the lineup and what he wants to do, whether he wants to keep Pallante in there or not. And then they talked about, hey, by the way, coming up starting on Saturday, I think it was, Jordan Hicks, former Cardinal, was going to be starting for the Giants, and that he was off to a really good start. It had maybe had a couple of shaky starts lately, but for the most part has had a really good year with the Giants. So this isn't a 5-minute span as I'm listening, driving back. And what struck me about it was they're all former State College Spikes. Andre Pallante was the pitcher of the year here one year. Pais was an outstanding catcher. I remember they drafted him out of Florida Atlantic, and he was terrific when he was here. Jordan Hicks was a starter on the 2016 team that won the New York Penn League Championship. Firing at that point here 94 to 96 mile per hour fastballs. We now know he can get up over 100. But he was a starter here. He was Cardinals, he was a reliever. Now with the Giants, he's back to being a starter again. But he was a starting pitcher here. And of course, Ollie Marmol managed the team for 2 years. That's what struck me. In a 5-minute span, the only guys they talked about are guys that at one point played for the State College Spikes. I thought that was kind of cool. Jody McDonald's going to join us a little bit later as well. Looking forward to that. Because remember, Jody's dad, Joe McDonald, who by the way is 94 now, was with the Mets for a long time. And remember, Willie Mays ended his career with the New York Mets, including an appearance in the 73 World Series. And it was a little bit up and down at that point, but I want to get into Jody Mack about that as well. So, but there's been an important perspective on the part of everybody in talking about and dealing with all this at Rickwood Field, which was an important setting to have. And that's what... I give baseball credit where credit is due. They've done a great job, a much better job of picking out these settings and the importance of it. Reggie Jackson, for example, played at Rickwood, but that was 1967. Right? And as I said to Bob Nightingale, I said, you know, 1967 was 3 years after the Civil Rights Act. 1967 was 1 year before Dr. King was murdered. And it was still an awful time down there. And, you know, he was able to bring that out. And that's what was so important about that. I always feel that it is... It, in my job, I have the privilege of traveling around a lot. So I get to see a lot. And Jack, for example, Jack Hamm loves history. And Dick Girardi loves history. So we, the three of us, already have that. You know, we have a lot in common to begin with, but we have that in common. So there'll be times where we'll be on the road and we'll just, hey, let's go see something. You know, something as simple as the legislature in Lincoln, because it's a unicameral legislature, you know, one chamber. You know, and in there, there's a tribute to Lincoln because Lincoln, Nebraska is named after Abraham Lincoln. You know, something as simple as that, we'll go see. When Dick and I were down in Tuscaloosa, and with basketball, we had a little more time compared to football. Because remember, at football, we didn't stay in Tuscaloosa. We either stayed in Bessemer or we stayed in, one time we stayed in Tuscaloosa, but Bessemer or Birmingham, we would stay. And they were doing shoot around, and they had just played Duquesne. You know, it just was one continuous trip. We did not go back to State College. We flew directly from Pittsburgh down to Tuscaloosa. So they go to shoot around. We were at shoot around for a half hour, and he said, "Hey, look, let's go out. We want to go check out Foster Hall." Now, why do we go to Foster Hall? Foster Hall, number one, is in between Bryant-Denny Stadium and Coleman. So it was right in between the football and basketball arenas. And Foster Hall used to be a gym. We went there because that's where George Wallace blocked the door. Right, the famous block the door moment. So Dick and I wanted to go see the spot where it happened. You know, learn more, pick up more about history and the setting of it. When Penn State played Auburn, it turned out we got in early and stayed in Montgomery. We got in early. And that actually gave me time to walk around the city. So in walking around the city, yeah, I saw the state capitol. You know, I saw the minor league baseball. The minor league baseball field was like just literally right down the street to the left from the hotel. And then I walked past where they play the Camellia Bowl. Okay, fine. But then I wanted to then go up to the what would be considered the historic area. So I saw the state capitol, and then I saw the house, which was considered to be the first White House of the Confederacy, where Jefferson Davis and his family happened to be when the war started before moving to Richmond. Okay. Then the next stop on the tour, for me, just a walking tour, just on my own, was to go to the Freedom Riders Museum and to learn more about the Freedom Riders. Now, I was alive when this happened, but you know, I was just a kid at the time. But I wanted to go see it, read about it, learn more about it, their experience, and what it meant. And after I was done with that, I then went to the Rosa Parks Museum. Same thing. I just wanted to learn more about her, learn more about what it was like back then, right? Because I have an opportunity to do that. And I always feel it's important if you can get to an area that has some semblance of history, and I have a chance to do it, I want to learn more. Now let's go to the other end of it. Those are really serious topics. But when I spoke in Jacksonville and Daytona, I had a car. So when I was done it turned out Jacksonville was a dinner on a Friday night, and Daytona Beach was a luncheon on a Saturday. And I was done with the luncheon because I had the car. I drove down to the Kennedy Space Center. I'd never seen it before. And again, here's the opportunity. More history, more chance to learn. I was always intrigued as a youngster with the space program, you know, the Mercury program, Gemini, Apollo, right? And so this was another opportunity to get down to, you know, see the Rocket Garden, see the Astronaut Hall of Fame, see the Space Shuttle Atlantis. Now, there's one foul ball that ended up in it because there was one thing I absolutely wanted to see. when I went there. I wanted to go see the launch pads, which is next to the Apollo, which is right near the Apollo Museum. Right. And there's a bus tour that takes you out there all the time. And I remember I walked into the desk. They said, Mr. Jones, would you like a guide as to what you want to do? And I said, oh, I know exactly what I want to do. I want to go see the Rocket Garden, Space Shuttle Atlantis, and I want to see the Astronaut Hall of Fame, and I want to go out to the Apollo display with where the launch pads are. They said, because the luncheon ran over, which the whole purpose of being there was the luncheon. Because the luncheon ran over, they said the last bus left 20 minutes ago. I went, oh. I drove as fast as I could to get down there. But I still got a chance to do it. I learned a lot, too, which is great. And seeing the Space Shuttle Atlantis up close like that was actually pretty cool. But you try to take, I tried to take time, if possible, to go someplace. I mean, the Cotton Bowl, I mean, that's an obvious one. I mean, you know, I did go to the spot where President Kennedy was killed. So, I mean, it was right there. I mean, I remember being there for the world famous Ticket City Bowl, and we stayed in the Hyatt. Well, my room overlooked it. All right. My room overlooked it at the time. So that's why yes, I went there. In fact, Ronnie Moeller and I went over there together. I had been there before because we played a basketball tournament, and this is how long ago the tournament was. It took place at Reunion Arena, which is no longer standing. They now play at American Airlines Arena, and I'd gone over there then. But, if I have a chance when I'm on the road and I have an opportunity to go someplace and see it, you know, something as benign as, hey, let's go to the French Quarter. We're in New Orleans. Okay. Things like that. Or something of history, something serious. And the Peach Bowl was another great example. Peach Bowl, we go down to Atlanta, and Jack Ham and I go to practice, and we went on the team buses to practice. It was the easiest way to get in there without having to worry about security. Okay. When they were done, they took the players to Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was the church where Dr. King's father was the pastor. And I think Dr. King would have been, I don't know if he was the associate pastor, but his father was the pastor. There's a new Ebenezer Baptist Church that is across the street where Senator Raphael Warnock is the pastor. But they took us into the actual Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. King gave so many great speeches and oration. And to sit there and to listen to the history of it. And then they took us over to Dr. King and Coretta Scott King's gravesite. Again, just the opportunity just to learn more. I think it's always important to have a quest to learn as much as possible about something, because I think history is always the greatest teacher. I don't care whether it's good history or bad history. I mean, I've always felt it was important to get perspective to help not just with what we're thinking about in the present, but also to help shape how we think about the future. And that's why I've always done that. Now, and it helps that maybe that curiosity was fueled by growing up in New England. And the fact that, you talk about history. I mean, my late mother was a graduate of Lexington High School in Massachusetts. Well, the Battle of Lexington and Concord was the first battle of the Revolutionary War. And my godmother, my Auntie Dolly, her house is four houses off the green where the battle took place. So, like, I guess that indoctrination to history at a very young age, that's probably where that came from. And the interest in it and to pick up on things, because that's one of those, because of being there so many times. And I was at the 200th And President Ford was there, and Senator Ted Kennedy was there, and Caroline Kennedy was there. The 250 is next year, and I am planning on going to it because I went to 200. Now, part of it's also going to be, let's go to the Red Sox game at 11 a.m. Okay, enough history. We're done. Let's go to the game. All right. But I've always found that to do stuff like this fascinating. I mean, at least to me. It may not be to you, but it is to me, especially to see things that help shape the country. And, I think it's, for me personally, it's fun and fascinating. It may not be fun and fascinating for you, but if I have a chance to take advantage of something because of personal interest on a road trip, I'll do it. That's an important part of this. I could just sit in the hotel and watch game shows all day, and I chose not to. So you do. Now, not every road trip's like that. I don't think there's been an educational trip I took to Champaign, Illinois. Let's see. Purdue, no. Indiana, no. Let's see. Now, Indianapolis. I went to Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The suit is still mad about the fact that I have gone there and he has not. I saw the Daytona International Raceway. Oh, yeah. I'll go by stadiums. I'll do that, too. I'll go by stadiums. Right? Go over there, take a look at it. Like, hey, great. Sure, I'll do that. I mean, I didn't go into the Daytona International Raceway, but I drove up to it, and I went, hey, great. This is where it takes place. Wow, really cool. And we have to go back down there anyway. We are going back down November 25, 26, Monday, Tuesday. Penn State's playing in the Daytona Classic down there. It's a Monday, Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, so I have to go back to Daytona. And the airport's right next to the right next to the speedway. But yeah, so I'll do stuff like that. And maybe it's just the curiosity of it, but I just want to learn. And that's the part I want to do. I just want to sit back. I want to learn about things. Maybe give me a better perspective. Maybe find out something I didn't know before. And so I take advantage of it. And I have the kind of job that gives me the opportunity to take advantage of it. I have that kind of job, so I can do that. Because we do have to travel, and there are spaces, especially in basketball, there are spaces where you can, we did the basketball tournament in Charleston. We saw all sorts of historical sites. Now, one thing that Dick Girardi did, because I remember doing the tournament in Charleston, I had to go to Michigan State. That tournament's always Thanksgiving, Black Friday, off day Saturday, play Sunday. And that tournament, I did Thanksgiving, then I went Friday, had a 6 o'clock flight, flew up to Detroit, got a car, drove to Lansing, did that game on Saturday, drove back early Sunday morning, because I had a 5:30 flight into Atlanta, then into Charleston to do the Sunday game. Well, on that Saturday, Dick Girardi and Jeff Tarman, who was working with us back then, went to Fort Sumter. I didn't make that trip. I saw it from a distance, but I did not make that trip. So other parts of the city, yes, but not that part. So every once in a while, something gets, you have to bypass it and move on. All right. So we've got Jody McDonald coming up in the next half hour. This half hour has been brought to you by our good friends at NIL Game Changers. Okay, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. Great journey indeed. And thanks for listening to my ramblings in this half hour about places I've been and about the learning curve of it, because it's been a week where history has come up and people have talked about it, so I thought I'd add to it, but thanks for listening to the ramblings. Okay, Steve, you can shut up now. Get a guest on. We'll do that next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.